Welcome to the Cloud and Clear series, in which we invite leading technologists and experts at the cutting edge of multi-cloud solutions to probe key issues and trends. I'm Des O'Connor, Cloud Intelligence Lead at Dell Technologies UK, and in this, the final episode of the series, we'll be taking into consideration all the insights and challenges that we've heard from our guests and partners throughout the series. Today, we're going to be talking specifically on the value that Dell Technologies can bring to clients, whether it is public or private cloud deployments. Fundamentally, we can help clients utilize any of their cloud infrastructure. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Joining me today is Dane Turbitt, who's a Senior Vice President of Dell Technologies UK. Dane, it's a pleasure to have you on. It'd be good if you could just give us a brief overview of who are you and what do you do?
Des, how are you doing? It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I have the privilege of looking after the Dell Technologies business in the UK. We're, as you know, a very large technology provider. Our mission is to create technology that furthers human progress. And we're seeing a lot of that progress fueled by private, public, and multi-cloud strategies with our customers. And I think that's what we're here to discuss today.
Yeah, we've had a lot of amazing discussions over the last couple of episodes. But before we kick into it, it is customary because we've got a music theme on this Cloud and Clear podcast. What is your favorite band?
Ooh, that's a tough question. You know, my tastes run from The Cure through to the Waterboys, through to The Beautiful South, through to the Black Eyed Peas. So it's tough to choose. I'm not going to choose. So pick any one of those, Des.
Brilliant. We get a little glimpse into your personality there as well as your music choice.
Definitely an 80s teenager.
Brilliant. Well, look, so everyone is clear that cloud is a massive enabler to accelerate digital transformation. And in fact, according to McKinsey, a recent study, they identified that 96% of organizations have executive approval to leverage cloud technologies to accelerate digital. So, Dane, could you share some insights and challenges as well as the obstacles that organizations are facing around cloud adoption from your perspective?
Well, look, I think the market's matured, Des. If you go back 5 years, everything was about cloud first, which meant, you know, let's rush to the public cloud. I think organizations are a lot more mature today. They understand the benefits of the public cloud, which are significant, and the challenges related to that. You know, we've just come out of a pandemic. People were able to shift workloads and leverage data centers in the public cloud. And I think that's accelerated their appetite, especially in regulated industries, to leveraging the cloud. But I think McKinsey make a very interesting stat. They talk about cloud technologies. And what's advanced significantly is cloud is not a place, it's a way of doing business. So we're seeing great success with organizations deploying private clouds with the same level of software and automation in their data centers to achieve the cloud technologies. And that really assists them with one of their biggest challenges, which is some workloads are just difficult to move. They spent 5 years trying to move them. Now the question is, how do I bring the benefit of these cloud hyperscalers, bring the benefit of their services that are fantastic in the cloud, but combine them with on-prem infrastructure to run next to the data that sits there? So it's going to be an interesting journey over the next 5 years to figure out how we get the best of both worlds.
And I think what we're also seeing as part of this acceleration towards cloud is the advancement of edge technology. And the rise of this edge technology, again, is showing that a lot of the data is going to live outside of the traditional data center. And as we become more demand generating of that data, there's obviously going to be a lot of new trends towards new technologies, new capability, faster processing, et cetera, et cetera. But it would be good just to take a reflection, because we haven't really talked at all about edge technology in this podcast series and the impact that it's going to have on cloud. It'd be good to get your perspective as well as Dell Technologies' perspective on edge.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of talk around edge. And there, for me, it comes down to the use cases. If you think about how public cloud came about. Everyone was in a decentralized data center running their own data. Amazon, AWS, Google built together this mega cloud where we consolidated compute and storage in one location and sold that out like a utility, which has been fantastic over the years. And that really separated the idea of what happens in your data center versus what happens in the cloud. What's been emerging is the edge. And the emergence of the edge is really due to the speed of compute, 5G deployment across technology, and the ability to move data back and forth really quickly. So now you're in a position where you can start to deal with the volume of data that exists at the edge, and you can start to do some really intelligent things. And you and I have worked on mobility strategies before. The best example of that is, you know, connected cars. And I always use the example, if you're driving down a dark road at night, in your automatic electric vehicle at 100 miles an hour, or maybe 70 if you're following the speed limit, and a deer jumps out in front of you, the car wants to make a decision. Do you really want it to make that round trip back to a central computing resource somewhere in the cloud and then send information back in the milliseconds it has to make that decision? I don't. So bringing the compute to where that decision-making is what we would consider the edge. And that's, you know, cars is one thing, construction sites are another, point-of-sale solutions in retail are another. And that's what we mean by data will be created and live at the edge. Because a lot of that data, you may not, you know, once you've solved the car's actions as it relates to that deer, you don't want to send that data anywhere else. You've recognized it, you've processed it, you've taken action, and you move on. So shifting applications down to the point of impact, providing the compute power at the point of impact, but doing it in a connected way with all of these cool applications that are being developed in the cloud, I think is the good symbiosis of the two. And from a Dell Technologies perspective, there's been this big debate over the last 5 years of, do I, you know, build an on-prem data center or do I put it in the cloud? Now you're starting to see a blurring of those lines where it's hybrid. You know, we work a lot with our peers at Microsoft, and they're figuring out now, how do they bring the great applications they've developed in Azure to on-premise locations? And those on-premise locations include your data centers, or they include the edge. From a Dell Technologies perspective, that's what we've been doing our whole lives, providing infrastructure at the edge, the old edge being the data center, the new edge being medical equipment, automotive equipment, et cetera. So we're very familiar with handling the infrastructure in a highly distributed environment, patching and upgrading it. And I think that's kind of the symbiosis that will go forward. How do we work in an environment where 70% of the world's data is created at the edge, not necessarily transported back to the cloud, but we need the applications that are cloud native, but we need the control of the infrastructure in there. And I think Dell Technologies and its ecosystem is focused on solving that problem.
I love what I mean. I love working with you. I love working with the Dell team, but I just always recast back to my first interview with you 4.5 years ago, where I was really nervous, but also very excited. It was really interesting doing the research for the job, because I got to understand the breadth, the depth, and the broad portfolio of our offering. And I don't know if it's fully demonstrated in the market, right? And I think this is what we're trying to break down through these podcasts, is that we have an awful lot to offer, from edge to core to cloud. We're moving with the times. Society is moving quickly, and we're always ahead of that and providing those innovative solutions. The kind of key things that I took away from our first initial conversation was around how Dell Technologies is like a Pandora's box of portfolio and technology solutions. And we did refer to the connected car in our ecosystem conversation about how smart cities are connected through to the engine manufacturers, right through to what it's going to be like actually being a consumer in a vehicle going forward. But in summarizing what you've talked about there, it was really all about the processing of data, taking action quickly, and then moving on. And that really, to me, resonates so clearly on what we're doing in edge technology and how that is going to really embrace ourselves and propel us into the future as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, data is the new fuel. So we're in the data decade. Organizations have more data than they know what to do with, yet their appetite for data is all consuming. And I think organizations will be successful in the future based on, how do they harness this data deluge and put it to practical uses for society or for business growth, et cetera? So, you know, I think that's what everyone's grappling with today, is how do I maximize the value that comes from my data, and how do I use that in more and more intelligent ways? And there's some fantastic examples of that in the industry. So really exciting time. You know, Dell Technologies, love our go-to-market. We're a very humble company. And we became well known for what we do, which is provide laptops. But actually, if you dig beneath the covers, we're working with some of the world's largest organizations, solving some of the world's biggest problems, whether that's genome sequencing or COVID research or Formula One automotive racing or, you know, 5G rollout of broadband networks. We actually are a massive technology company. And while we're not this big, well-known brand everywhere, we're solving the problems that matter for our clients because we're customer-obsessed.
And I think, yeah, customer-obsessed, customer-first, outcome-driven. And I think we, as consumers of products and services, we are touching Dell technology in so many ways that you wouldn't even realize. We're all in the back end. But I think it's clear that to develop a cohesive data strategy, it's really important that there's application agility and how important that is for many organizations as they take a data first approach. But it's not always clear on where applications are going to land or migrate to. You had mentioned that at the start in your introduction, right? But as part of this innovation and making sure that we keep the pace of technology, a lot of organizations are now looking at different ways on how they can align their commercial flexibility to align to their IT strategy. So it'd be kind of good, Dane, to talk a little bit about what choice of consumption models are available for our customers to address these challenges.
Well, I think what's interesting, we talk a lot about the cloud era. I think there's been benefits of the cloud, and then there has been the promise of certain things that have proved to be difficult. But one thing that's definitely come through is the flexibility of the commercial modeling that you receive with the cloud. It moves from a large-scale capital investment for a fixed set of capacity to an unlimited set of capacity and a pay-as-you-go on demand. And organizations, you know, traditional organizations like Dell Technologies, we were very much in that capital investment mode. And recently, in the last 18 months, we introduced this program called Apex, which is effectively our adoption of the consumption model that the cloud organizations made famous, but applied to traditional infrastructure. Because if you're exploring the edge, you're working with all this data at the edge, you may or may not have the investment case to make the significant upfront investment to put all the capital equipment at the edge where it's required. We recognize that. And we've constructed a commercial model that allows you to pay as you go at that edge, which I think is incredibly effective. So, you know, that's us borrowing from what we've learned that's been successful in the public cloud space, applying it to traditional infrastructure. And whether that's laptops or servers or storage or front-end or back-end equipment, we have the ability to provide all of that on a consumption-based model so that you can consume what you need at the time and pay for what you need at the time, but have access to more as you need it. And we have some great capabilities in that space.
I think it's really interesting, right, throughout the whole series, upon reflection, where we've talked about why cloud is moving at pace, what Dell Technologies and our partners are moving towards in helping our customers and clients alike to solve those problems. But I think it would be good to just touch on a little bit of the how we do it at Dell, because I do think that's the secret sauce. And it kind of refers back to our earlier conversations. We had Jonathan Kaminga from our services team on talk about as is and to be. And we then also talked a little bit about cloud health. And we've got your Challenger program, which has been really successful in the UK in driving that out there as well. So what I've been really proud of working as part of the team in the UK is that we have the unparalleled technology to meet the demands of today. But we also have this services team that can help with that capability. And it would be good to just get your insight and reflection on it, Dane.
Yeah, look, surprisingly, we're like the number one or number two services capable deployment partner for people like Microsoft. So we have a massive services organization plugging in the technology. But we also have a very large group of advisory consultants that are solving these cloud problems day in and day out. And you mentioned the Challenger program. It's something we've been running over the last 4 years. And the ask there was, put yourself in the shoes of a CIO of head of infrastructure. The only difference between Dell Technologies and that individual is that I don't have to seek budget to play with the tech because I have it at my disposal. So I can assemble a group of really smart engineers, give them a problem and say, you have all the tech available to you. Go and build me a solution through budget cycles. So we do that very rapidly. We test solutions, we come up, we innovate, we work with our customers, and then we can come to market with a solution that's tested for a particular IT problem, again, without having to go and seek budget from the CFO. So I think that's our advantage. And the Challenger program is saying, right, let me understand your environment. let me look at what you have in place as is, figure out over the next 5 years how to get you to the future, which would be a distribution of workload across on-prem, off-prem. And then we show you the art of the possible and the financial model and the way to get that. And I'm getting tremendous success from that working with our clients, because what we're able to do is aggregate budgets across a broad IT landscape and bring it together in one picture that says, now you can make financial decisions based on a technology outcome that we've tried and tested with our smart people. So we're in an advisory position to do that purely because of the experience that we've done. And in the UK, we've done this analysis on 280 companies in enterprise. That's now growing significantly into public sector as they move into that space. So if there's a problem out there that you're battling with from a client perspective in terms of your journey to cloud, we've probably seen it somewhere else, and we have some smart people that can advise on that.
I love it. So Dane, we're coming kind of towards the end of the questions that I had for you today, right? But for those listeners that are on the podcast and listen to this episode, what would you suggest as a first step to anyone around engaging with Dell Technology on our broader ecosystem of cloud partners? Like, what is the advice to get started?
Look, I think the first thing is recognize that we're more than just a laptop that you use every day. Let's engage with, you know, our organization. I love organizations that come to us with problems, and we usually address that in our executive briefing centers. We get smart people in the room, both physically and virtually. We put a set of problems that you're trying to solve on the table, and then we talk through the solutions that we've seen elsewhere or that we're developing. That allows us to plot a roadmap for future success, and then we break that down into digestible chunks, and we go and execute on it. It's not more complicated than that. I think we make it more complicated, but I'd love to be engaged with clients that come to us and say, these are the problems that I'm battling with. This is what really moves my business. And then I'm able to look at parallel industries or similar problems that we've solved before to say, have you thought about this? These are the benefits. And then we figure out how to get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow.
And being cheeky, I do have one last question, I guess, and one for the road, as it say in Ireland. But what are you genuinely most excited about Dell Technologies and the future? And it doesn't have to be on cloud, because we've got a broader ecosystem of elements as well.
Look, there's a lot of stuff that excites me. I mean, first of all, I'm super excited when I see what our customers do with our technology. That just inspires me day in and day out. And there's thousands of examples about that. But from a tech perspective, what's most interesting right now is the convergence of hybrid cloud. It's becoming, we've talked about it for years, but now it's become really real. And from a technology perspective, we have some technology that allows you to run Google on-prem, AWS on-prem, Azure on-prem, which is opening up all new opportunities, because clients have spent the last 5 years figuring out what they can do in the public cloud with the applications that are freely available to them, and trying to figure out how to get this data inertia in their data centers to marry the two. And we have some fantastic technology that's come of age, and I'm seeing that fly. And there's nothing better than being able to walk into a client who's been battling with these two problems for 5 years and just show them how that works. Because then it's about speed. You move then past the challenge of technology, past the challenge of inertia. You get into speed of application development, speed of business. Everybody's happy, and then magic happens, which I love.
Amazing. So it only remains for me to thank you, Dane, really for having you on today. It was really a wonderful conversation. You know, I could stay here and talk all day about cloud and cloud technologies, and I always learn a lot from you and your insights. So I do genuinely appreciate your time. And look, I also want to thank all of the other contributors throughout the whole series. It's been really engaging, and I hope that we will be able to come back for a second series. So look, thanks a million to all of you for tuning in. This is Des O'Connor for Cloud and Clear. Over and out.